You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Over the next 2 days, we'll be looking at how domestic violence is impacting our communities. We'll also look at support and intervention programs that are in place to assist those impacted by domestic violence. Safe House is one support organization. It provides assistance to those impacted by domestic violence or sexual assault. Joining me is Barbara Neese, Director of Safe House Center in Ann Arbor. Barbara, Safe House has been open now for 37 years. In recent years, has there been an increase in need for your services?
Yes, there has. When we got started in the 70s, it was a telephone line in a network of safe homes. And as the issue of domestic violence and sexual assault has gained awareness, the numbers of people seeking supportive services from us has skyrocketed. I can't say that necessarily that domestic violence and sexual assault have increased. They haven't. It's always been there. It's just that there are more vehicles for people to report it and get the help that they need.
What does it seem they need now?
Crisis intervention is paramount. There is no other resource in our community for a survivor who has experienced a sexual assault or domestic violence to get the information and support to know that they can get past it. Therefore, we have our 24/7 helpline. We have our shelter. Also, we have what we call our outreach teams.
So beyond that initial contact, how do you support survivors?
Safety planning. We recognize that survivors of domestic violence are at various stages of the relationship that they're in. And, you know, and some people say to me, well, why does it continue? I mean, why does she stay? The relationships begin and continue because of love. You know, you go back to the first time you fell in love, how you felt. Frequently, survivors are thinking it can go back to the way it was. We talk about how to keep yourself safe while you're staying in the relationship. And we also talk about how to stay safe after leaving the relationship.
It seems that awareness of domestic violence has grown. You said that in the beginning, and that there are more support systems available for survivors. Or is it still a hidden problem?
I teach a course also at Eastern Michigan University, and I ask the students at the beginning of every semester, how many cases of domestic violence do you think there are in a year in Washtenaw County? Well, the answers I usually hear are between 100 and 200. The fact of the matter is it ranges between 900 and 1,000. I think some people think we dealt with that. That's done. That's over with. Didn't we pass a law? But the reality is that this is a sociocultural problem, because if you think about it, we serve over 4,000 women and children who are experiencing domestic violence every year. Then you go down to that 1,000 who are actually being reported. And then, you know, we get down to how many actually are convicted. And then the number gets smaller and smaller. And so that tells me our society is still condoning this.
If someone is experiencing domestic violence or knows someone who is, what's the first resource they should tap?
If they're in danger, they need to call 911. If you're wondering if your relationship is a power and control relationship, you know, what I would say is get online and do a search for the power and control wheel. Start with that. And if you're really wondering, you can also call Safe House saying, I heard this interview on the radio and I looked at the power and control wheel and I'm worried that my relationship might be this. You don't deserve it. It's not your fault. There is help. And we are happy to help you put together a plan to be safe.
A word you've used several times is community.
Yeah.
Do you think people know when and how to intercede if they're concerned about a domestic violence situation in their families or in their community?
I can see how many people would not even begin to know where to start. I mean, they just don't even know where to begin. Is it really any of my business? Absolutely, it's your business. We have lots of friends and family calling and saying, I have this friend that I'm concerned about. And we talk about why are you concerned and then talk about safe ways to let them know.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We were joined today by Barbara Neese, Director of Safe House Center in Ann Arbor. Barbara, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jen.